Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Feeling Trapped from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this download, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax very deeply in a few moments, I'm just going to say a little about the nature of feeling trapped and how you can start making changes to help yourself right away. People can feel trapped because of many things: their job, their relationship, their body, or their life as a whole. Maybe you're in a situation you feel is out of your control, where it feels like a solution is impossible. Maybe you feel you've tried everything and nothing has worked. Research by psychologist Martin Seligman found that people can actually learn to feel helpless. He found that if someone is put in an unpleasant situation which they have no control over and where they feel trapped, they will soon learn to give up and feel hopeless. And then in the future, they'll give up sooner in challenging situations, even when there is a real solution and they do have control. What's especially interesting is that Seligman found that this was true in only 2/3 of people. 1 in 3 people stay optimistic. For example, the pilot Dieter Dengler was a prisoner of war in Vietnam in 1966. He was tortured for 5 months and on the brink of starvation, but he successfully escaped. Even then, it took 23 days of attempting to signal to Air Force pilots for him to be rescued, and in that time he lived off snakes and what little else he could find in the jungle. Without the determination and optimism Dengler showed throughout his experience, he would never have survived. And just as some people can learn to feel helpless, so this kind of determination and optimism can be learned too. And as you repeatedly listen to this session, you'll instinctively develop a new hopeful and patient attitude. And you'll find freedom in ways you never thought possible. Because even though Dengler was physically trapped, he still had the freedom to choose his attitude. And that optimism and determination gave him the ability to keep looking for solutions and the patience to wait when things weren't going his way. Your solution to feeling trapped might be a physical change out there in the world, but it might also be in yourself. As your attitude becomes more optimistic, you'll be more creative. You'll be able to think of new ways to make things better, and you'll be able to be more comfortable waiting when it's appropriate. Not all problems are instantly soluble. Some require great patience, but you can begin changing your attitude about those difficulties right now. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath, just letting it out slowly and evenly. Because that body knows a lot about relaxation. It does it each night as you drift off to sleep. And you can begin to relax here and now by just noticing what it's like to feel very still in that body and in that mind. Because in that body there's movement. The beating of that heart, that breathing, maybe the urge to shift position. But there's also stillness surrounding any movement. How those feet can be very still. How that left hand can want to be completely still. And even if it moves slightly, it just returns to being still again. And that mind spends a lot of time planning and thinking and remembering. But between the thoughts, there's also stillness there. And when a pool of water is muddy and murky and confused, the only way for that pool to become very clear again is for it to be still. to be absolutely still. So the sediment sinks to the bottom, slowly but surely. No need to hurry. Each particle floats deeper and deeper, one by one, and the pool begins to clear. As the sediment floats all the way down, as that pond is completely still. And even if there's an occasional ripple and a little bit of sediment gets stirred up, it just floats back down again, all the way down. And that pond just rests in stillness and clarity. That's it. And as you relax even deeper, you might notice that some parts of that body begin to feel very heavy. Or you might notice a pleasant sense of lightness, as though a part of you is floating, whilst a part of you is sinking deeper. Because when your conscious mind floats all the way down, your unconscious is free to really listen and integrate new insights. That's it. And deeper still, into the kind of state just before you drift off to sleep. Very comfortable to just let go inside and listen to stories that can take you to new places in your life. And in the middle of the 19th century, there was a German chemist called August Kekulé, who was struggling to identify the molecular structure of benzene. The data he had was thin and really rather confusing, and he just couldn't find a way to make sense of it. Other chemists had suggested possible structures, but none of them really seemed to fit all the data. So he worked and worked and thought about it, and puzzled over it and worked some more. The more he tried, the further away he seemed from any solution, trapped in confusion. And then one day, tired after his efforts, he was relaxing, half dozing, and he had a daydream. A state where his inner mind could really be creative. He saw a snake biting its own tail in his mind, and the image kept repeating itself again and again, over and over, and he realized the solution was staring him in the face. The benzene molecule must be shaped like a ring. And Kekulé's vision was verified by other chemists in the years which followed, and his contribution dramatically helped further the science of chemistry at the time. then you can remember how Dieter Dengler just kept going when all hope seemed lost, when he was starving, and every plane he saw, no matter how hard he tried to signal his need for rescue, just flew on past. So much hope and so much disappointment, but he kept on trying, day after day, as did others who were prisoners of war for years, experiencing all sorts of hardship, but they kept their spirits up. Occupied their minds with plans, building their future life for themselves in their minds, because they chose to be free in their minds and to stay determined, even when it seemed things would never change. And once a poor farmer walked out in the morning and was shocked to see that all his crops had died. And as he told his family the bad news, the sun grew very red in the face. And when the farmer asked him what was wrong, the son explained that he knew they were poor, and he wanted to really help the harvest to be a good one this year. So he had gone out late at night and pulled on every stalk, lifting it just an inch or so to help them grow big quickly. And the farmer, a kindly man, said, "Son, despite your best intentions, you have done a foolish thing. We are going to have to work very hard and find a new way to make money for this year. I want you to always remember this as a lesson. There are some things you cannot hurry." Because your unconscious mind is very creative, and it can communicate ideas to you in all sorts of ways, and it can make changes that can really help you, and your ability to be really creative and to be free in your mind, to stay determined and be very patient, is something you can develop more and more in the days and weeks ahead. And as you feel that now, building up inside you, beginning to radiate outwards from you, like a powerful positive force field of vibrating energy humming around you, and it can be as though prison walls are beginning to crumble around you, a shaft of daylight, bricks falling out here and there, and all at once they disintegrate as this powerful force field destroys them. And you walk out into the fresh air and breathe deeply and freely, and feel the sunlight on your face. That's it. And you can just wonder what it's going to feel like. Be this free in the days and weeks ahead. How people will notice the changes in you. What you'll be doing differently. And a calm, determined patience about you. Knowing deep inside that you have the freedom to choose how you respond to life. How you respond to its challenges. And that the meaning of your life is how you choose to respond to events. Renouncing helplessness. Choosing real meaning and determination for yourself. A life you can look back on and be proud of. And as you listen to this regularly, your unconscious mind can make this determination, this creativity, and this inner freedom more and more familiar to you. And as you integrate this now, you can just begin to return to the here and now. That's it. Preparing to feel wide awake as you become aware of the position of your body, more aware of what's supporting you there, under your legs or back, more aware of any sounds around and just reorienting to the present moment. That's it. And you might enjoy having a nice stretch. As in your own time, open up your eyes, feeling refreshed and alert, and welcome back. Good. Now we recommend that you listen to this download every day for a week, or at least until you start to notice that you're having more and more ideas that give you a sense of freedom, rather than a sense of feeling trapped. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as creative problem solving, inner strength, and never give up. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.